ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10, entitled Deliverance of the Yamal Arjuna Trees. And I believe today we're reading text 20 through 22. So we'll just chant the first four lines together and then I'll finish it up. Yad Imal Loka Palasya Putrau Bhutva Tama Plutau Na Vivasasam Atmanam Vijanita Sudurmadau Yad Imau Loka Palasya Putrau bhuta tama pluto Navivavasam atmanam Vijanita sudurmadau Yadimau loka palasya Putrau bhuta tama pluto Navivasa samatmanam Vijanitak sudurmadau Yadimau loka palasya Putra bhutta tamak plutau Navivasa samatmanam Vijanitak sudurmadau Ladies, Yadi Mau Loka Palasya Maktutau Torhatak stavaratam syatam naivam yata punak smriti syan mat prasadena tatrapi maranugrahat vasudevasya sanidhyam labhadivya saraschate Vritte sarlokatam bhuyo labda bhakti bhavishyata. Please repeat. Yat. Because. Imao. These two young demigods. Lokapalasya. Of the great demigod Kuvera. Putra. Born as sons. Bhutva. Being so. They should not have become like that. Tamakplatao. So absorbed in the mode of darkness. Na. Not. Vivasasam. Without any dress. Completely naked. Atmanam. Their personal bodies. Vijanita. Could understand that they were naked. Suduramadao. Because they were very much fallen due to false pride. Atak. Therefore. Arahata. They deserve. Stavaratam. Immobility like that of a tree. Syatam. They may become. Na. Not. Evam. In this way. Yata. As. Puna. Again. Smriti. Remembrance. Syat. May continue. Matprasadena. By my mercy. Tatrapi. Over and above that. Maranugrahat. By my special favor. Vasudevasya. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanidyam. The personal association. Face to face. Labdva. Obtaining. Divya Sharat Sate Vrate. After the expiry of 100 years by the measurement of the demigods. Svarlokatam. The desire to live in the celestial world. Bhuya. Again. Labdha Bhakti. Having revived their natural condition of devotional service. Bhavishyata. Will become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. These two young men, Nalakuvara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kuvera. But because of false prestige and madness after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees and until they are released, by my mercy they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years by the measurement of the demigods, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. Purport. A tree has no consciousness. When cut, it feels no pain. But Narada Muni wanted the consciousness of Nalakuvara Manigriva to continue, so that even after being released from the life of trees, they would not forget the circumstances under which they had been punished. Therefore, to bestow upon them special favor, Narada Muni arranged things in such a way that after being released, they would be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan and thus revive their dormant bhakti. Each day of the demigods in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurement. Although the demigods in the upper planetary system are attached to material enjoyment, they are all devotees. and therefore they are called demigods. There are two kinds of persons, namely the devas and the asuras. Asuras forget their relationship with Krishna, asuram bhavam ashritaha, whereas the devas do not forget. Dvabhuta sarago loke ismin, dhaiva asura eva cha, vishnu bhakta smrito dhaiva asurastad viparayayo, viparayaya, padma purana. The distinction between a pure devotee and karma mishra devotee is this. A pure devotee does not desire anything for material enjoyment, whereas a mixed devotee becomes a devotee to become a first-class enjoyer of this material world. One who is in direct touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service remains pure, uncontaminated by material desires. Anyabhilasita shunyam ganakamadhinavritam. By karma mishra bhakti, one is elevated to the celestial kingdom. By jnana mishra bhakti, one is able to merge in the Brahman effulgence. And by yoga mishra bhakti, one is able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But pure bhakti does not depend on karma, jnana, or yoga, for it is simply consists of loving affairs. The liberation of the bhaktas, therefore, which is called not just mukti but vimukti, surpasses the five other kinds of liberation, sayujya, sarupya, salokya, sharshti, and samipya. A pure devotee always engages in pure service, anukulyena krishna anushilana bhaktirutama. Taking birth in the upper planetary system as a demigod is a chance to become a further purified devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. Narada Muni indirectly gave Manigriva and Alakuvara the greatest opportunity by his so-called curse. Om Jnana Tavirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunulitam Jaina Tasmai Sigurayama Pumaruti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim. So, we've been reading and listening to some very wonderful classes describing here this very interesting and remarkable pastime, and really an extraordinary exhibition of compassion by the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, the devotee of the Lord is described as Paraduka Duki. They're very sympathetic to the sufferings of the conditioned souls. Sometimes, not caring for their own convenience. Sarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshana. Whether it's high or low, they're willing to undergo all sorts of austerities for the deliverance of the conditioned souls. And even persons who are who have no qualification, or for that matter, any interest. Just as here in the case of Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Really, they had no interest in Krishna Bhakti. Their interest, as we find in the greater material world, the general mass of people are only interested in their own gratification. Not knowing that really their interest, their supreme interest, is Krishna. And that our real position is to be engaged as Krishna's servants. Ayinanda tinuja kinkaram patinam mamishame bhavam budo. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, he prays very nicely that, O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna. I'm your eternal servitor. Actually, we are. We don't have any other business than to be engaged in Krishna's service. But some or other, we've fallen into this condition. And we may not know how we got into it, just as we come across so many persons, and even our own selves, if we analyze, how did we fall into this situation? Or how do I sometimes fall into very miserable or, at the least, embarrassing situations? Because this material world is full of embarrassing conditions. The Bhagavatam describes it as having fallen into a deep, dark well. It's very embarrassing. Lord Rishabhadev describes this material body as really an embarrassment. So how we've fallen into this situation, and we can try to analyze it forever. Just as some person may sometime fall into some illness, and we can try to analyze, you know, maybe I did this, maybe I did that, and now I'm experiencing such and such symptoms. And we can probably discuss it forever. Or for that matter, this in a greater way, we can try to analyze this material world and how it's going along, and in reality, it's inconceivable. People strain their brains to try to understand how the creation is happening, or they strain their brains and they put so much time and energy in trying to understand how to deal with one miserable condition after another, because that is the nature of this material world. It's there's going to be one miserable condition after another. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam, Krishna says that it's perpetual. No matter how often you make some arrangement, whether it's political, social, etc., like we heard the other day from Sirdas Prabhu, we can make all sorts of arrangements in this material world, but inevitably something else comes up. A new disease springs up. A new problem springs up. We think everything is going along peacefully. Everything, what a great day. And then as soon as you get out, it turns into a nightmare. You make all sorts of arrangements to solve this problem and that problem. But then all of a sudden there's a flood of issues that come about. So, again, we can try to analyze these things and put so much energy into it, but in reality, is what we should be trying to figure out is how to get out of it. That's the main focus. Not how did I get here? Of course, someone may ask. We can try to analyze again, you know, how did I fall into this situation? We're here. That we know. So now how to get out of it? But again, by our conditioning, it may be insurmountable. Therefore, the conditioned soul needs the mercy of the devotee of the Lord, just as here in this case. Nalakuvera Manigriva, although they were very well situated in the higher planets, and as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, they took birth as demigods, which is a great opportunity. It's a great chance to become further purified as a devotee. It's not that demigods are demoniac, as Prabhupada very nicely quotes this very nice verse from Padma Purana, in which there are two classes of men. One are the godly, and the other are the demoniac. The godly are those who are engaged in the service of Vishnu, and the demoniac are the opposite. So, certainly they were great personalities. But again, somehow or other, they fell into this unfortunate condition to the point where they were oblivious. Just as sometimes we may do something in or be overwhelmed by the modes of nature, and we're just oblivious to what goes on all around us. We're just driving along, and who cares what happens? Sometimes I wonder, when you see these police chases, have you ever seen some of these police chases on with the helicopter? It's focusing on some guy who's driving. He's just oblivious to what's going on. He just wants to hurry up and get out. And he just drives like crazy. And they're running through intersections. They don't care if there's people or what. They're just totally oblivious. They have a goal in mind. And so sometimes also the conditioned soul becomes so mad that they're oblivious to what's going on. And these two individuals, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they were so oblivious that they didn't recognize, they couldn't grasp what they were doing in the presence of such a great devotee as Narada Muni. Therefore, the great devotee of Narada Muni, he gives them the blessing, because actually it was a blessing that they would receive a body of trees, because and trees in particular, because trees practically they have no consciousness. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada describes in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where he describes or comments on the verse of the Lord, he told Bhimana, Benabrita garbhas tatatain idam avritam, where the Lord is describing the different degrees of lust and how the embryo is covered by the womb. And he compares this to the tree, and how there's the embryo is so confined and constricted. So similarly, the trees, they're so confined, they're so constricted, that practically there's no consciousness. Practically there's no consciousness. So when someone acts like this, if they're going to be acting like this, then they deserve such a condition, which is a perfect answer to why certain things happen in this world, why there are so many different living beings. Because it's simply a reaction to what that living being has been engaging in. It's not an accident that someone takes birth as an animal. It's not an accident that someone may take the form of an insect or demigod or whatever. It's not an accident. But simply they're receiving a just reward for having acted or reality perpetrated some crime. Because the material world is, basically the material world is a place full of criminals. Those who whose desire is to engage in their own sense pleasure. Prabhupada gives a very nice example of the karma mishras, the jnana mishras, and the yoga mishra bhaktis. There's still some desire there to be engaged in some sense gratification. Ultimately, their ultimate intent is some sort of sense gratification, whether it's karma, jnana, or yoga. So, some or other, by Narada's arrangement, Manigriva and Analukuvera would retain some consciousness. They would remember why they were in this form, which is quite extraordinary. Just see how merciful the devotees of the Lord can be. That some or other, by His mercy, they would continue remembering why they were in this miserable form, which is quite extraordinary. And after being released, they would be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan, and thus revive their dormant bhakti, which again is our real identity. But some or other, we've fallen into this miserable condition. And Lord Chaitanya prays that place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet, where some or other we're asking again to get out of this miserable condition and come back to our original condition, and that is with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, just it's amazing how Narada Muni here, he arranges that they can understand that. That they would again come face to face with the Personality of Godhead and understand His great mercy in having arranged for Narada Muni to be there and for them to have the association of the pure devotee. This is the mercy of the pure devotee. Not that they're envious, because someone, as we were listening or hearing yesterday, Srila Prabhupada comments in a previous verse that someone may comment that Narada Muni was out of spite or some envy or agitation toward these two brothers would curse them. No, it's actually quite the opposite. The devotee of the Lord is more interested in engaging the forgotten souls, the conditioned souls, in the service or bhakti to the Lord. So actually it was, he did a great service for them. It's quite the opposite. Instead of seeing that it was some a curse, but in actuality it was a service to them. It's just like a physician, as Prabhupada again comments in the previous verse, how a physician knows how to treat a disease. So the devotee being actually merciful and kind to all conditioned souls, a friend to all living beings, Yoga Yukta Vishuratma Vijitatma Jatendriya, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. Actually, a devotee is a friend to all living beings. So, just as a physician understands what a patient may be going through, they may have a particular disease and they're exhibiting certain symptoms, he understands how to deal with that condition. So also the devotees of the Lord, because Krishna is empowering them, recognize how to deal with the suffering condition of the conditioned souls. Because that devotee is situated in that way, he can't be considered envious. Because again, their condition is that they're engaged in Krishna's service, that they're pure souls, that they're controlling their mind and their senses. Srila Prabhupada very nicely comments in this verse in the Bhagavad Gita how he describes how the devotee of the Lord is first of all a servant to all. And for that reason, they're dear to everyone. We have practical experience in the material world, when someone does some benevolent work, and there's so many examples out there in the material world, someone who may be sacrificing this or that, their lives, their energy, their time or their money, whatever, in trying to help all, they become very respected and appreciated. So the devotees of the Lord, because they're servants to all, their mentality, again, is that everyone is a servant of Krishna. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Just now they've forgotten it. But somehow or other, let me try to make some arrangement to engage them in Krishna's service. And best example, of course, is Srila Prabhupada, who, in our experience anyway, who spent time and energy in trying to engage everyone in Krishna's service to one degree or another. Some or other, engage them, attract them. So the devotees of the Lord are actually servants to all. That's really their interest. And because they're servants to all, they become dear to everyone. And because they're dear to everyone, they're satisfied. Why? Because people are, in general, are satisfied by their work. When you do something for someone or you care for someone, you become endeared to people. And they become satisfied by your work. And because one is satisfied by one's work, that person is a pure soul, Srila Prabhupada comments. And because they're consciousness is pure, their mind is controlled. Their mind is controlled. That means that their mind and their senses are engaged in Krishna's service. So where is the question of being offensive? So Narada Muni, we're seeing in this pastime, is that kind of a personality. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna also, that someone may consider that Arjuna was offensive in fighting during the battle of Kurukshetra. But Srila Prabhupada describes that no, actually not. Superficially he may have been. It may have appeared that way. But because he was following Krishna's instructions, the devotees of the Lord are following Krishna's instructions, they can't be considered as envious or offensive. So this whole pastime is just an example of how the devotees of the Lord are very merciful, and they do the extra, whatever the needful is, to engage the suffering living beings in Krishna's service, and give them, as Prabhupada points out here, the greatest opportunity. And that is, again, the opportunity for devotional life. So, we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you for the excellent class. So at first I was going to ask about the demigods and the upper planetary systems, but like you explained, we could go into so much with that type of stuff. So then my other question, which is kind of related, going into deep, deep stuff. Going back to Godhead, when I think of that, I'm like, is that like, this is my head and I need to go into my thoughts because that's where spirit comes from? So is that it? Is it symbolic? Is it literal? You know, are these the, kind of the planets too? I'm saying a lot, excuse me. The planets and the demigods, is that symbolic? Is it literal?
No, it's literal. They literally are there. They are there. They may not be perceivable to our conditioned situation right now, but they're actually there. When we read the accounts given in the Bhagavatam of the higher planets and other living beings who live thousands of years, who have tremendous wealth and so many other things, they're real. They're not somebody's imagination. As far as spirit goes, it's not the mind. The mind is just a material sense, material element. Everything is coming from the spirit soul, who's situated in the region of the heart. And that is real also. And that's what we want to try and tap into. That's what we want to connect with. We can use all of our senses for that purpose, if they're engaged properly, and one will experience it. But if we have a difficulty doing that, that's why we have the spiritual master. That's why we have the shastras. That's why we have the sadhus to help us along.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.